Hello, my name is Jethro Calbone, but you can call me Jet for short. I'm from San Diego, California, born and raised. I'm a diehard San Diego Padre and San Diego Charger fan. I'm not one of those people who jumped in the bandwagon just because they're doing good. Ever since I was introduced to football and baseball, I was a Charger and Padre fan because all my family are Charger and Padre fans too. And like, I was through the good times and through the many, many, many bad times. Like when the Padres were in the cellar in their division for like a good couple of two, three, 5 years. And when the Chargers had that Ryan Leaf era, which was horrendous, horrible. And just to think that we could have Peyton Manning, just disappointing. And that season when we just won one game, Thank you, Kansas City Chiefs, because thank you for letting us beat you. That's all I got to say about that. Anyway, my major right now is a pre-microbiologist. Prior to this semester, I changed to pre-nursing because I didn't get to the nursing program. Aw, sad. Yeah, whatever. But, like, I reapply next semester, so hopefully get in. But I'm taking pre-microbiology right now because my backup plan or career would be a medical technologist. So I already took all the pre-nursing classes, so I didn't know what classes to take this semester. So I might as well start on my pre-microbiology classes. And also, I needed 12 units. I really need 12 units for CalVit and for the GI Bill because I'm in the U.S. Navy Reserve, oorah. And like, I needed that extra money for school and books and stuff. And I'm taking physics because it's like a prerequisite to the microbiology major, upper division. And like, I just needed that class. And it's important because, actually it is important to my future and to me and my growth. Because I'm learning a lot right now. I'm learning a lot of the mechanics and how things work and how things like power and stuff. You know, how you just plug it in and you turn the power on. I actually know what's going on. I'm learning about circuits. I'm learning how to create circuits. I'm learning like about capacitors, you know, the electric field, the magnetic field. I could make all these illusions happen due to physics. And the purpose of the problem solving method that Tony like teaches us is to better understand physics. As I see it, this problem solving method is like it's like us teaching each other about physics, because as we look at the problem, sometimes, you know, the words are just too big or like too confusing, but as we take it part by part and we draw that picture, we better understand it. And from that picture, we could just derive all these reasons like from like that we got from the book and from Tony's lectures. Like, we could write what's going on, and that leads us to the answer. So we better understand what's going on, we better understand the problem itself, what it's asking us, and how to solve it. And just instead of just giving the answer and stuff, like, we actually know what is going on and how to solve it. And I like college for the social life. I like college for meeting people, for the parties, you know, for those breaks too, for those spots where you can sleep when you get really, really tired. But one thing that, you know, kind of irritates me about college is the scheduling. Like, for me, I'm a third year sophomore. Yeah, that's right, third year sophomore. And like, I got the short end of the stick. I'm 3 units behind being a junior. It's just those remedial classes in freshman year, those RWSA and RWSB held me back a couple of units. So, you know, I got scheduling is not good. It's very irritating. I had to crash all my classes. And just being a sophomore, you get last choice in classes and you don't get the classes you want. So you know how we sophomores have to do. We have to crash all the classes. We have to email all the teachers, ask for all these ad codes, go to all these classes that we don't even know that we're enrolled or not until like a couple of weeks into the semester. So it's pretty irritating with the scheduling stuff. But hopefully, when I become a junior, everything will be all good. And I'm sorry for all those freshmen. I expect a lot from college, being it prepares us for our future careers. You know, you don't want nobody to start the profession without actually knowing what to do or basic knowledge of what they're supposed to do. I don't want no nurse or doctor poking me with no needles or giving me some medications that I'm not even supposed to take. So college is going to be challenging. It's going to give you a lot of information that you're supposed to retain in your head and stuff. But I expect it to be like that because it just prepares us for our future. So, you know, you have a picture of me in that website. You know how I look. All you gotta do is say hi. I'm very friendly and nice. So, you know, I say hi. I'm not one of those mean people. I don't know why people are mean or mad. It's just wrong. You know, you should be nothing to be mad about. You're living and stuff. So, you should be happy about that. So, get at me, y'all. Peace.